years moved. So July 2nd, that's the day America was founded. They changed it to July 4th, but it's 7-2, National UFO Day. But the flooding of the Nile, that's going to happen August 11th, like the helical rising of Sirius was dedicated that for the calendars. So this whole ritual from the beginning of July, Sirius Gateway, to this, I believe, I was like, the 201 rituals are complete, but I don't think they're complete yet. I think that this ritual to look out for, I wrote August 10th, but it's probably going to be August 11th because of this. And its importance, it's so important to the ancient calendar, and America is based off of that symbolism. So Homeland Security, you posted something about this being, was it Merck? What was this about? This is a weird image.
Yeah, they posted an image of like, I mean, that is that's an image of Colombia. And that's, you know, that's like the District of Columbia. That's what we're named after, Goddess of Liberty. But really what she's doing is she's marching them into the shadows. And the kind of relates to the underworld, right? Like we equate like sex and drugs and human trafficking and all of that stuff with like South America, like the nether parts. Colombia like is known for the cocaine, the CIA trafficked cocaine. There was this cocaine in the White House recently. Like there is something in this matrix that's about like drugs, cartels, human trafficking. But the Western, in terms of like cardinal directions, the West always means death. So we are in the Western civilization, or, you know, our governments run from the West wing of the White House. It's a Western expansion. It's always like a killing, right? They like killed everybody on their way to making it America. So I guess,
yeah, the sun dies in the West.
Yeah, as the sun sets in the West. Exactly.
And we see it rising up here in the east, and the cornerstones of every building, these ancient temples, I wonder if Elon's cafe, if the cornerstone to its face seeing the sun, the east, so like the Masonic tracing board at the top, it will say east.
That's a great question.
Yeah, I wonder, I can't figure it out. Maybe someone could figure it out for us. But I'll figure it out one day. But yeah, no, great connects. There's something up with paintings too. Paintings are like mind control in a lot of ways, and the aesthetics of stuff as well. Yeah,
there's a lot to be like read through paintings. I feel like just looking at them and reading them, symbolism, obviously, but a picture can tell a thousand words. Isn't that how it goes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just going to scroll through some of them. If there's one that you want to talk about, this is some of the Saturn stuff and the marriage stuff. Happy Gilmore. We should talk about that. Did you watch it?
No. Did you?
No, I wish. I don't have Netflix, but I want to see it because I like the first one.
Oh, someone, one of your super fans has got to give you a login. Can they do that anymore, or did they make it so that you can't share?
It's very difficult these days. Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
But there's probably a lot of connections. Somebody said there's a 3-2-2 in it somewhere. So, you kind of posted there's a. What did you do last summer? Is that the girl from The Office? I don't think so.
No, that's Jennifer Love Hewitt. She made the news because she like gained a bunch of weight and everyone is being mean about it. And having just gained 20 pounds myself, I was feeling sad about
it. I gained a lot of weight too. I've been working on eating healthy, you know, so.
Yeah, me too. I've been exercising and like watching what I eat. So it doesn't make sense other than like something's off in my system right now.
I've been asking the ChatGPT about it. I was like, yo, ChatGPT, I gotta lose some weight. Yo. And but then I plug in, I Alexander Lowen's like breath work and stuff like that to give it recommendations. And it's kind of cool because it was like saying to eat like more protein at this certain time. And because I'm in recovery, so I'm very like in tune with my ups and downs throughout the day.
Yeah.
And like my downs happen. And then what I do is like I want to eat like fast food or Postmates or something like that. But if I have something like prepared to eat, like some like protein or something like that, then it like has been like stopping my cravings.
That's like the HALT that they teach you, right? Like hungry, angry, lonely, tired. And the
Yep. I learned that.
I was in AA for a long time. I drank alcoholically for years. So I'm pretty like, I'm like 100% sober right now. Like 99% sober right now.
I was in anger management when I was 14 and I was so pissed off. And like, they taught me HALT. They said, hungry, angry, lonely, tired, come to a HALT. And so then I would stop and then I would eat and I would take a nap or I would talk to somebody. And that like big lifesaver for the world. Yeah.
That's good that you kind of got that intervention at a young age.
Well, I continued my drinking and all that and smoking weed and all that for a long time after that. But
yeah.
So what's up with this burrito?
That was just a weird thing. Did you see the clip where Ozzy, like in his show, in the Meet the Osborne show or whatever, he like was obsessed with burritos. He ate burritos all the time. And so I was like, that's got to mean something. There's that these things don't happen in the Matrix for like no reason. Like there's a sign there. So I was trying to determine like, what does the burrito symbolize? The only thing I can kind of think of is like a white wrapper, which is kind of also like a mummification. I just threw it out there. Like, I mean, A, it comes from Mexico. Mexico in like Matrix geography is like another world, is the underworld. There's like human trafficking, drug trafficking, slavery, pain, poverty. And then this is just kind of talking about, I don't know. I was just kind of relating it to a lesson about like, it was the end of cancer season when Ozzy died. He said, "Mama, I'm coming home." He was known for that song. It's like cancer is like the home. It's the fourth house. It's the, where home is in your chart. And also just kind of how mothers relate to this matrix. Like there's a lot of connections between like the mother and your mental health. And just the word matrix means womb. Like we're born into this world of illusions. And it's kind of hard not to lose your mind once you start looking around and you're like, what is this place? Where are we?
What's going on? Have you seen the movie Friendship?
Oh, God, that movie is so awkward.
Yeah, it is very awkward. But that's like kind of how like I feel like in my head a lot of times. Like, what the F is going on?
Wait, is that the newer one that came out? And it's like, it's got Paul Rudd?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, we're talking about the same movie. I did see that movie. And I was so uncomfortable in that movie theater.
Yeah, it was such an uncomfortable movie to watch in the theater. Like at home, it's different. But when you're in the theater, it's like, what's going on? So I'm just scrolling through a couple of these posts. So you could see how dope these threads are. So make sure to go subscribe to Anna Nicole Wordsmith. There's so much. Elmo became base. What's this secret society thing? Because we do like to talk about the secret societies.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of wonder, like the whole like ciphers and codes and signals and stuff that started a long time ago. And like the radio show, like people used to listen to the radio and they would decode like Little Orphan Annie's secret codes and ciphers. And so I kind of wonder, like, are we some sort of like cosmic orphan? I really do believe that Amber Alerts are related to us for some, like, on like intuitively. I feel like there's something about Amber Alerts, missing kids and maybe a lot of this like Pizzagate and stuff too about missing kids is like, we are on some level the missing kids, like the face on the milk carton. Like, we're not in our true home and we don't realize it. We're like in this, we're in the illusion.
So this Annie show on the radio, they were decoding it back in the day.
Yeah. Like
we're decoding now, but in 1936, they were decoding Annie.
Yeah. And Elon had just done that whole like, Annie, are you okay? Post a couple, like a week ago, Annie.
I had no idea that there was decoders decoding Annie. That is wild. I got to look into that. But the Morse code, going back to that movie, Under the Silver Lakes, if nobody's seen that movie, it's such a great film.
Yeah.
That they have the Morse code in the fireworks. So when the fireworks go off, it's beep, 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 beep. That's letting them know to go ascend into the mountains, into the pyramid.
Yeah, it's only for the initiated, right? Like, he's just like, what the hell? Like, what are these fireworks? It must be late in the season. And she, you can see her watching it, and she's like, oh, crap, I got to get ready. Like, I got to go. So she was initiated enough to see the codes that were being played out for her. I mean, Under the Silver Lake in itself is so connected to, I think it tied in perfectly with what we're talking about with Sirius and the dog star, because it's about, yeah, like you said, the dog killer. And also the females start kind of barking in that show, which is like a bitch, right? Like we associate females with, there's just a lot of connection to like the moon card has a barking dog under it. The moon is the alchemical silver, the silver screen of Hollywood. It's also a reflection and a mirror, but also the divine feminine that it plays out in like triple goddesses. You'll see a lot of triads of females in that movie.
Right. Okay. So this tarot card, I don't know anything about the tarot symbolism, and it's so important. This is probably a bunch of yuds, the Hebrew letter yud, but there you got the two dogs barking at the moon. Wow.
Yeah. In the water, the one standing in the water, the moon is also related to lunacy. So when you watch that movie, you can see him start to descend into the realm of madness. Well, he may have always been there, but he goes deeper and deeper into the lunacy. And also it's just tied to the divine feminine and the underworld. Like, I don't know when the last time you watched it was, but I thought it was very interesting.
I watched half of it again on my birthday. So like 6 months ago, over on the Patreon, go subscribe to the Patreon and go watch the live movie decodes.
Oh, okay. When's your birthday?
February 26th.
Ah, I'm a February too. I'm February 17th.
Okay, so you're an Aquarius.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Excuse my cat. We'll wrap up here soon, kitty cat. Don't worry. Just want to go through some of the slides and then on Under the Silver Lake, since that's sort of fresh in your mind, you just watched it. I tried to decode this movie and I only got through like 5 minutes, and just to put that together in a presentation would take 2 hours.
Because
I was going super crazy with it. So I'll just go through some slides of just a few slides. And maybe just throw in whatever, you know, and then we could wrap this up. But this is like room 23. There's the 23 right. Enigma. He's Spider-Man, right? And then he's reading the Spider-Man. And then it's just so much symbolism of the dog. Like you said, there's this dog killer.
Well, and the doors, like the Jim Morrison and the doors. And he's just like got the one eye coming out of her boob, right? And that in the D cups. Breasts are a big theme in the movie. Cancer rules the moon, and that's like associated with breasts.
Yeah, and then like the lady at the end, and the girl, like the mature woman who would be like the mother, right? It was all about her, like sort of it. She ties in the whole story symbolically somehow. And she like showing her breastises like the whole time.
And Jesus with the three brides of Dracula. I do think it's interesting that like after in the Bible, right, outside of Jesus's tomb, there was three Marys there. I forget which. There was like Mary Magdalene, Mary his mom, and then like Mary, some Mary. I can't remember like her name. Mm-hmm. But there was three Marys outside of Jesus's tomb after he died. And if when you watch that movie, did you notice that when he went into the concert, it was in a mausoleum that they held it, the Jesus and the Brides of Dracula.
Okay, what's a mausoleum? Because I do remember that scene.
Yeah, it's like it's where they hold like the urns of the dead.
Oh, okay. I even think that when they popped the balloons, it was Morse code. Somebody wrote that in a thread.
Oh, here's what I took of that. Because do you remember when he walks to the party and they're like, welcome to purgatory?
Right, right. And then they gave him that like drug or something.
And he was like, thanks, I need some time to think about some things. And they're like, use it wisely, like use your time wisely. But also she's in there and it's kind of like purgatory is this like party of like meaninglessness. And she's got all these balloons and they're popping them. So I associated that with pop culture. And kind of like the shallow emptiness
of
culture that we live in.
It is pop culture, right? Wow, and it was such a weird, meaningless type dance. Like it made no sense and was awkward.
Yeah.
Watching it.
And he descends like deeper into the caves with her. She's like a Persephone archetype of like the underworld. And when they get down into the cave and she's like, let's just enjoy ourselves. We're only young once. Let's enjoy our bodies. Let's fuck. Let's have fun. And she starts to bring him down into just more the more carnal aspects of.
And they're like literally in a cave. Like they go down like deep. Wow. Wow. Okay. No. Yeah. And this is just stuff I'm remembering from like 6 months ago watching it. But it's one of my favorite movies. He's like 33 years old. This is like the total Jim Morrison, Charles Manson, Russell Brand. You know, archetype for people as well. You know, his decision making is like not that good. And then the billionaire missing, you know, like we got all the billionaires on the world stage today.
And then we had all the news of them building bunkers, right, during COVID. We're like, oh, the billionaires are getting their bunkers so they can prepare for whatever. And I thought it was interesting. His name was Sevens because seven means like seven. And the mother, I don't know if you remember this part, but like his mom was obsessed with Janet Gaynor or something because she was the first, she had won the first Academy Award for Seventh Heaven. And so I think there's something there like associating with the number seven. That's kind of a divine number.
Yeah, I think you're right. And also when they're in like the graveyard watching the movie,
yeah.
See I think one of the gravestones was that.
Yeah, he passed out. He got messed up and passed out. And when he woke up, his mom was calling him. And he woke up to being on her gravestone. And she kind of represented innocence. She represented old Hollywood, which like hadn't been like utterly corrupted. There was still something about her that was like, I don't know, a return to innocence that he had. When I think about the dog killer, dogs are total innocence, right? They're just like love and loyalty and companionship. And like, was he the dog killer? I don't know. Like there was some indications that he may have been.
Yeah. There's just so many symbols all over the place of this.
I know. I feel like we could do like a 10 hour decode on this movie. I had notes and notes and notes of stuff taken.
I had to give up on it because like just the two, the first 5 minutes was like I went into what are these buildings? I went inside here on Google Maps, like this goose place.
And oh, it's like Grey Goose, right?
I'm not sure. Oh yeah, right there. Grey Goose. Yep. And like it's a checkerboard floor, like inside there. It's like all checkerboard floors.
He also, that movie starts with him waiting in line, right? Like, and like what line waiting is very much like an underworld activity, which is what we do every time we go anywhere here in this matrix.
And now we're online.
Yeah.
And so just tons of symbolism. Like she's laying down sort of like a Venus painting. I even brought like one of those Venus paintings somewhere. I don't know where I put it. There's like, you could see the codes in here. This is the interesting thing I thought was how the pirates, they're running the world, but they're saying it's homeless people. But I think they're talking about like the Pirates of the Caribbean kind of stuff, because this guy looks more like a pirate than a homeless person. But there's the hobo code with the like symbols of like that homeless secret society.
Yeah. But
they never look at anybody in their eyes, like even at like that gravestone, like the pirates, they don't look at other humans, like they're in another world. Like, and so like we're different than them. There's like this.
Yeah, he was like currying the girls like in the boat, right? He was like taking them across the water, like trafficking them in a sense.
See? Yeah, and I think there was like three of them too. I don't remember.
Yeah, there's like trinities of divine feminine. And then, I also thought it was interesting that there was a blonde and a brunette and a redhead, because that's like all three types of, I don't know, hair color. And I looked on like what country's flags, and the only one that came out to me was like Germany's flag is like a red, brown, and yellow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So we're going to have to dive deep. I really, really appreciate you coming up on here. Anna, yeah. Nicole Wordsmith.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor. I love your work.
I appreciate that. And everybody, click that link down below. Go subscribe to Anna Nicole Wordsmith's Twitter. You're going to love it. And also go become a member. Get the potato emoji on YouTube or the Patreon. I'll be dropping the new video probably on Tuesday. I'm working on a new type schedule. If you like this, we're going to be doing these streams every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. I think I'm going to try it out, see how it goes. And then posting the members only videos on Tuesdays. So I don't know, I'm kind of playing that stuff out. So that's a great way to support the channel. And I appreciate everybody who sent the super chat. We got another one from Douglas Starr. Thank you so much, Douglas Starr. Let's feed the kitty cat. Nicole, you should start practicing lucid dreaming.
You're right. Great point, Douglas. I should. I really should.
Well, don't shoot all over yourself.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try tonight. Thank you.
I appreciate everybody tuning in. Smash that like button. Share the video out. Much love. And God bless you.
Thank you.